Hello, friend. Thank you for pressing play and welcome to our third episode in the series on enlightenment in the modern world. I am back in the studio with our good friend, Amy Woodall.
Hey, all right. This is cool. We're on episode, what? Where are we at? Three?
We're on number three already.
Number three already. This is fun.
And this episode is all about powering up performance. So goals and visualization. And what I would love to start out with is misconceptions about performance and goal setting.
So in the world that I'm in, for those listeners who maybe this is the first episode you're listening to, but we do performance instruction. We do training on helping people grow their sales and their sales team, on customer service, on leadership. And so obviously, goal setting's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And even for people who aren't necessarily in that world, I think we all have some goals or things we would like to achieve.
Yes.
What we have found is that most people aren't really goal setters. They think that they are, mm-hmm. but they have more of an idea of something they'd like to accomplish and it stays in their head and they don't write it down on paper. They're not really tracking it, measuring it, identifying the behaviors they need to put in place in order to achieve it. And when it comes to this mindfulness and meditation piece, there is some really important practices that you can put in place that goes along with helping people achieve their goals. And, you know, some of the misconceptions too, I think, and I have fallen into this trap, which is that when I hit my goal, I'm going to feel a certain way.
Oh, yeah. Like when I lose this next 10 pounds.
Yeah, I'll be happy when.
Yeah, I'll be so happy.
Yes. And so we get so caught up on the end result. And when it happens, when we hit that goal, it's sort of like this non-event that you're like, oh, you know, the idea of it was way more exciting than actually
yes.
hitting it. And so mm-hmm. it just sort of feels like, okay, there's never this sense of completion or satisfaction mm-hmm. because it's always now what?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the next thing?
What's the next big thing? I remember setting that up for hitting money uh-huh. and thought, you know, if I could hit, holy cow, if I could make this much money, I'll be so happy. I'll know I've made it.
Uh-huh.
You know, like that's my version of success. Uh-huh. And then you do it and you're like, wait a second, that doesn't feel all that different from making this much money. All the lies I've been told about how this is going to be life changing. I tell you, one of my favorite books on this subject, which when I heard this, I was like, that is so smart. I've really approached this from a different way, uh-huh. is written by a woman named Danielle Laporte. And she's written a book called The Desire Map. Mm-hmm. There's another one called Fire Starter Sessions. And she talks about how instead of being so focused on the end goal and how we think we'll feel then, we're really more satisfied feeling those feelings up to achievement.
Yes.
And so what if we had just some emotions that we were really focused on feeling every single day? And I love that idea. What if that was like our core driver?
Oh, yeah.
And then it helped us lead up to these bigger goals. So for example, I'll give you one of my core desired emotions is adventure. Uh-huh. I love this sense of adventure. It just, you know, it helps me feel like there's like meaning and purpose and passion in life when I'm in a state of experiencing adventure. And traditionally, before I'd read her stuff, what I would have done was waited for a vacation waited for like a specific opportunity or like, oh, I get to travel. I'm going to Europe for work. Wow, what an adventure. Like just this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now from the moment I wake up, I consider, okay, what are going to be my opportunities for adventure today? And it can be small. Maybe it's I take a different route to work that I've never taken before, or I try a different type of drink when I go order my coffee. And, you know, just celebrating those small things, I think that's a big shift in how we look at performance and goal setting.
Oh, truly.
And just really breaking it down instead of saying, well, let's wait on this big, you know, monumentous occasion mm-hmm. that feels like it falls flat when it really happens. How can we sort of celebrate that every day in small ways?
And I get tired of waiting because there is this piece of me that wants this instant gratification. Mm-hmm. And if it's not showing up in some form, I'm not experiencing it, then it almost makes that goal feel even farther away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can easily become really good excuse makers on something that was seemed like it was important or a big mm-hmm. goal. Why all of a sudden it's not important to
I'm
us anymore?
I'm so good at making excuses. I'm like 18.
So my coach that I work with, She said, how am I going to know when you're trying to pull the wool over my eyes? And I said, when I start to try and convince you that a goal is no longer important to me. I know that that's one of my triggers. I think we all have to know, like, how do we allow other people to call us on our BS, right?
Oh, right.
But yeah, delaying satisfaction is, I mean, this life is short.
It is.
Y'all, we know, everybody knows somebody that unfortunately lost their life unexpectedly or early. It's sort of like, what are we waiting on? Mm-hmm. You know, why wait until tomorrow to feel good today? So this idea of just reformulating how we're looking at goals and performance is really important. And then also just stepping back and utilizing, you know, the whole series is on mindfulness and meditation, how we use that to really level up in life and how we're showing up. There are some really great ways of practicing this whole idea in visualization. Have you tried visualization, Jen?
It's been a while and I have not been consistent, and I still to this day have never made a vision board.
Oh, Jen. Dun, dun, dun.
I see a vision board in my future. I'm envisioning the vision board.
Envisioning the vision board. Uh-huh. So, I mean, so Danielle Laporte, to her sort of point, it's great for, you know, small things, but we're also going to have these big goals that are set in front of us. Maybe it's that we want to retire at a certain age, or we want to achieve certain levels of success in our career, or, you know, there's places we want to travel, and those can be further off down the line. And if any of the listeners have read the book, The Secret, that was a big deal. And by the way, I think it's on Netflix. I think it's really in movie form. Ooh. And that's where this whole idea of creating visualization boards really took hold, mm-hmm. and gained a lot of popularity. There's some science behind this too, because I feel like some of that can be a little bit frou-frou and sort, yeah. of like, ooh, if you think it, it's going to happen. And
yeah, I'm like, but don't you actually have to do some work?
There is some action on it. So let me share with you some neuroscience behind the power in visualization. Part of this idea, like The Secret brings to life, is the idea of visualization and the power behind that. And there's some science that proves that it's effective. It's called priming, and it's a part of really teaching our brain how to be more open to the opportunities to achieve what we want to achieve. So an example I often give when I'm speaking or training is the new car example. Have you ever bought a new car and you drive it off the lot and then all of a sudden you start seeing it other places?
Yes.
And you're like, holy crap, there's a car right there. There's a car right there. And we end up saying, all of us have done this. No one else had this car until I went out and bought it. Uh-huh. And now they're everywhere, right? But actually, this is part of priming. The brain now recognizes that this is an important part of life or something that's now been brought into your conscious mind. And so it's more aware that they're there. And in reality, they were there all along, but our brain was not primed to see them. So the act of visualization, of experiencing and seeing ourselves achieve the goals that we want to achieve, and also invoking the emotions that we think that we'll feel when we achieve them, helps prime the brain and opens our mind to seeing the opportunities that already lie there in front of us. And so for some people, they feel like, oh, it's this magical thing that happens from the universe and wands are waved and it just magically appears. And maybe, heck, I don't know.
Yeah.
But more than likely, it was already there. We just weren't trained to see it.
It's very Wizard of Oz.
I love this. I mean, but it's true,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, if there's anything, like if I were to tell you guys, hey, I want you to go find a blue Jeep today. Guaranteed, if your brain was primed for finding a blue Jeep, uh-huh. in 5 minutes or so, you're going to be like, holy crap, blue Jeep right there.
You'd be like, Amy's magic.
I didn't drop it from the sky, right? Yeah. It's just our brain is now saying, I'm on high alert to pay attention, you know, to these things. So priming really does work. It's a powerful technique.
So going back to creating that desired feeling, or that feeling that we think we'll have once that goal is achieved, how can we do that through mindfulness and meditation?
Actually, shifting our emotions is easier than it seems or than we think it is, which is interesting. This is something I love teaching people, because I don't know that most of us are taught that we have control over emotions. We just kind of decide, like, well, how I feel is how I feel and I have no control over it. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know, newsflash, we do have control over our emotions, and we can easily shift them if we're conscious and if we put the effort in, right? And there is power within our body feeling the emotions and seeing ourselves do it, because it doesn't understand Our brain does not know how to differentiate the made up emotions mm-hmm. versus the real emotions. Yes. Like that has no differentiator between the two. It just thinks that, oh, that must be real. And so it does start to kind of rewire and we will act accordingly. Uh-huh. And just sitting and I have a little bit of a trick that I use sometimes.
Ooh, do tell.
Okay. So do you remember what it was like to be a kid on Christmas morning?
Yes.
And like the excitement that would come from that piece of it.
Uh-huh.
If I need to get myself stoked up for something or elevate my energy or just shift happiness or get in the mode of performance, I will literally start jumping up and down with excitement like a kid on Christmas morning. And I know I look like a freak and an idiot, but I'm telling you, it has this shift on your energy and on your emotions and how you're showing up. And so emotions are really powerful. Practice making those shifts mm-hmm. Because if not, they really will run us. I always give people the challenge of, do you decide how you're going to feel for the day once your feet hit the ground? Because mm-hmm. the average person does not.
Right.
And it's not because they're not like great human beings. It's just we don't recognize we have the power to. Mm-hmm. And so we think, well, based on how the day goes,
uh-huh.
that'll determine how I feel.
Right.
Or how good or bad this day is. But if you can start your day off from the moment your feet hit the floor and sort of set the intention for how your day's going to go, mm-hmm. how you're going to feel through your day, then you know what? You could get a flat tire on the side of the road and still say, no, but I'm going to be happy today, regardless mm-hmm. of what happens. You know, you can get back on track faster. And we'll touch base on this in some of the other episodes because I think emotions are just... they're one of the things that are consistent in all of our lives. They can run us. It can really make a muck of things. It can, you know, Jerry's involved in emotions. It all sort of, by the way, if you're not sure who Jerry is, go back and listen to episode 2. But it does play an important role in how all of this works out and the power of mindfulness and controlling those.
Is the getting excited piece, is that our technique for this or is there a different?
Oh, no. Let's hop into a technique. Before we hop in on this technique, if you are driving, please press pause and come back and visit this one a little bit later just for safety purposes. Let's do a calm focus meditation.
Okay,
okay. Calm focus meditation is one where we're really using the power of visualization. Mm-hmm. So in the last episode, we went over a breathing technique, which is just a way of we're focusing on breath, breath only. You know, we're not trying to control it or any of that stuff. But in calm focus, we do have a goal in mind and there's a visualization that happens. So for this one, for listeners, I would encourage you to think about what's one big goal that you currently have for yourself. Okay. Maybe it's achieving something. Maybe there's some professional like achievement or award you want to win. Maybe it's money. Maybe there's like a money amount that you would like to attract or achieve. Maybe it's losing weight or, you know, some health goal that you have for yourself. I want you to think about what your goal is. Do you have your goal in mind?
I have my goal.
Okay. Okay. So close your eyes, sit in a comfortable position, just somewhere where you're sitting upright. Try not to lay down. We tend to fall asleep when we do that. I want you to see yourself. Okay. Do you see yourself standing in front of you? And I want you to see yourself as if you've achieved the goal you've set for yourself. So if it's losing weight, I want you to see yourself in the form that you envision. If it's achieving your goal, I want you to see yourself, you know, shaking hands, getting your reward. If it's money, I want you to see holding that check in your hand. See it. And I want you to feel the emotions. Is it excitement? Is it happiness? Is it elatement? What is that emotion? I want you to see that emotion come across your face. Feel it bubble up from just the pit of your stomach up to the heart and just feel it exude. Just let it sit with you for a moment as you're breathing through, seeing yourself. Who's around? Who's congratulating you? Who are you high-fiving? How does it feel? Okay. Now, you could do that practice for a lot longer if you wanted to. I don't want anybody to get bored and listen to the silence for too long. But that's a practice if you do it every single day and just see it as if. See yourself experiencing that. You are priming the brain to then open your eyes to the opportunities that are already lying within you. And it also helps shift a little bit our attitude towards the behaviors, right? So if our behavior is, I want to lose 20 pounds, but I drive past the gym and go to the pizza joint instead. Now we're priming our brain instead when we're doing that visualization to say, hey, you know what? That gym is looking a little more enticing and I'm a little more excited to actually walk into it. I'm a little more curious and it can start to shift the behavior. So it's a fun yet effective technique.
I love it. That felt really good.
Did it?
Yeah, it really did.
Was it easy to get the emotions to come up?
It took a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think I know what those emotions are going to, how that's going to feel. So,
and I think for the listeners, it might be hard and it might not happen the first time. It could take some practice and just be patient with yourself. All of this is about practice that ends up making us better in life itself. It's not about being a perfectionist in the technique form. It's about learning how these small things lead up to monumentous changes out in the real world.
Amy, thank you so much for that. And friends, we do want to hear from you and continue this discussion. What came up for you? What in this episode resonated or sparked an epiphany or might help you change a behavior? You can connect with us on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn at Jen Eads, E-D-D-S, and Amy is on there at Amy Woodall. Message us that you listened or share the episode and tag us. But more importantly, if you know someone that would benefit from hearing this message, please share this episode with them. You can share the links straight from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcasting apps. Thanks for listening. Now get out in the world and do some good.